This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Students at one of New Mexico's largest public universities will be disenrolled if they don't comply with a vaccine mandate or opt to get tested regularly. The move is part of the University of New Mexico's policy for having all students inoculated, whether they're taking classes in person or online. New Mexico State University isn't going that far, but disciplinary measures include suspension. At UNM, the mandatory vaccine deadline is tomorrow for students and staff. The school will require those without proof of vaccination to get tested weekly. Those who don't comply with the mandates will be dropped from the rolls on or by November 5th. The university also warned that disenrollment will result in termination of student employment, including graduate student contracts, and that scholarships, loans, and grants or other financial aid may be affected. Overall, about 70% of New Mexicans 18 and over are fully vaccinated. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich is among those pushing federal officials to move ahead with vaccines for younger children. Some parents have raised concerns, saying more time is needed to determine the effects of the shots on young children. Virgin Galactic says the Federal Aviation Administration has cleared it to resume launches after an investigation into why its spaceship veered off course while descending during a July flight over New Mexico with founder Richard Branson aboard. The company said today it was advised by the FAA that corrective actions proposed by Virgin Galactic have been accepted. It says a larger area will be designated as protected aerospace to ensure there's room for a variety of possible flight trajectories. The company will also incorporate additional steps in its flight procedures to ensure real-time mission notifications to FAA air traffic control. Data on child abuse in New Mexico has been called into question after lawmakers raised concerns that the former director of the state's child welfare agency provided inaccurate statistics. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports legislative committee staff has since found child abuse deaths in the state have more than doubled in fiscal year 2020 from the previous year, and the state has the second highest rate of repeated child maltreatment in the nation. In a memo last week, Legislative Finance Committee Director David Abbey said the state Children, Youth, and Families Department also has struggled with staff vacancies and high turnover in key leadership positions, and that agency oversight needs to be improved. The legislative review came after committee members raised concerns that the agency's former cabinet secretary, Brian Blalock, provided inaccurate statistics at a July hearing. According to Abby's memo, Blalock reported child maltreatment rates were below national averages, but the committee staff found rates that soared to nearly twice the U.S. rates between 2015 and 2019. When the state ranked sixth highest in the nation. Blalock resigned in August amid a controversy centered on his department's use of an encrypted messaging app called Signal. A Navajo weaver who successfully challenged the constitutionality of Arizona's in-person voting procedures and restrictive identity requirements for Native Americans has died. Navajo Nation Council officials say Agnes Laughter died Sunday, but no cause was immediately released. Laughter was born in 1932 in a traditional Navajo hogan. She was 16 when Native Americans got the right to vote in Arizona. In 2006, she was part of a lawsuit that led to the U.S. Justice Department expanding the list of documents that can serve as tribal identification at polling places. New Mexico election regulators are delaying the initial nomination process for congressional and state legislative candidates for as long as 3 months to allow more time for the political redistricting process. The first step toward running for public office is to gather signatures on petition forms from registered voters. Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse-Oliver announced yesterday that petition forms will be available only for candidates aspiring to statewide office on October 1st. Other candidates seeking districted offices such as legislative seats are likely to wait until January 2022 for the forms to begin gathering signatures to run for office next year. This is KUNM.